Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected honorable listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. And it is the spiritual breakfast. It is the interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase us in terms of spirituality, in gaining close to His mercy and ma'rifat. And the day today in South Africa, 7th of Dhul Qadah, 1445. Other areas of the world is the 8th of Dhul Qadah, 1445. It is corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 16th of May, 2024. As you know, today is Thursday, and we look forward to Haji Abu Bakr Rawat's meeting. So Haji Sahib is with us here in studio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Mulana Zahid Sahib, and to the esteemed listeners and honorable listeners of Marcus Sahaba. May Allah Ta'ala keep you in good spirit and in good state of iman, that we always look forward to death and remember death continuously. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasuli al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Let us correct our intention that we are solely listening to the talks of deen and with the full hope of gaining 1,000 rakats of nafil salah. Inshallah Allah reward you all in abundance. Amin.
Amin. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Haji Sahib, apparently one of your friends had passed away yesterday.
Yeah, last night at about 11:30. Haji Dawood Valley.
From Lanesha.
From Lanesha, Jay. Mm. Was a very good friend. Like the English say, a friend indeed is a friend indeed. Mm. He had exceptional good qualities. I knew him for about over 50 years or more. Mm. And the relationship went to from my late father, who always he used to turn to for advice. And you always used to tell me, today I am where, because of your father. Whenever I did mashwira, I used to turn to him. Mm. And he always gave me good mashwira. And today, and he was, after my father's demise, he was very good friends with my late brother. And after the demise of my late brother, we became very close. Mm. And he started a farm here in Extension 11B about a few years ago. And always used to tell me it brings so much pleasure when people come and buy dhania, methi bhaji, chilies.
Well, he owned that.
He owned that farm.
It says a sign there.
Fresh web. Farm produce.
Mm. Okay.
So I learned a lot of farming tips from him. Okay. He used to make his own compost and manure mixtures. Mm. And he tried as far as possible not to use spraying and chemicals in his plantation. And I used to call him Mufti Google, because everything he needed to know is to Google. Mm. So sometimes I used to sit with him. We used to sit for hours. Then he used to pick up his receiver and call his wife, Kori. Kori, my friend is here. Please send tea and whatever you got. And Allah reward abundantly. She used to always send bhaji cake and samosas. Mm. And a big flask of tea, and make sure that we drank that tea. And
bhaji cake. First time I've heard that.
They make it with methi bhaji. Mm. And they make it like a cake.
Gee.
But very, very tasty. She had a knack of making it. And alhamdulillah, I was blessed a lot of times with that methi bhaji and samosas.
Mm. So it's a sort of a health cake.
A health cake, yeah. Mm. Very tasty also. So, and whenever people used to go and complain to him about me, because they say, your best friend did this, your best friend did that, he used to keep quiet. He used to listen to all the stories. And he says, there are always two sides to a story. Mm. I heard your side. When my friend comes, I'll verify it with him. And today, it is a sickness in society. When we hear one side, we run with it. We don't verify. Mm. And he taught me a great lesson. He said, always verify. And we used to argue on a lot of issues. But on principle, we always used to agree in the final that this what I did was wrong, or this what you did was wrong. And we used to come to one common goal. And about a few months ago, his son Farhan was sick. And this friend of mine suffered the same symptoms. Mm. In a week, sometimes he used to be completely cured. And the next week, he was completely sick. And this continued. So last week, we went and visit at the hospital, a friend of ours. And we were passing by, and I phoned his son. So he told me, we're here at the hospital. And a few nights ago, he phoned me, my father, on Friday, last week Friday. My father is critical at about 3 o'clock in the morning. So I saw his message immediately. I replied, and I sat and made some amals for him. But truly, he was a great friend of mine. And there were a lot of fights we had together for things in society. And he used to help late Mona Yahya Bam also in that masjid, 11B. And he used to give me all the experiences he had with Maulana, how people became the enemies and fought against Deen. So he always told me, and our late Sheikh always used to say, when you have opposition in the work of Deen, you must be very happy that Allah Ta'ala has accepted your work. Whatever they tell you in Deen, you must be very happy. And then there were a few issues that we used to discuss. But mostly was farming. He used to teach me how, he used to go to food lovers and load buckets full of all the fruit that have gone off. And he had 4 or 5 holes in the back of the farm where he used to throw them, and eggshells and wood ashes and banana peels. And he used to make all that and leave it for 2-3 weeks to dry. And they form like completely dry, they break up. And then he used to throw all those ashes and that inside and mix it and use it in the planting. And alhamdulillah, the fruits used to come out beautiful. Bananas and all that. He's got plantations of it. And he used to have a lot of problems with the mealies. Big rats like the size of a bread used to come and eat the whole plantation over 2-3 days. Then he bought the small fox terriers, dogs. And those dogs used to tear the mice to pieces. They never used to eat them. But the minute they see them, they tear them. And this year, that's how his crop was saved of the mealies. But a generous heart, and he used to keep stacks of 10 rand in the car. No beggar used to go without the 10 rand. No small change. Only 10 rand. Whoever came begging, Uncle Dawood would give 10 rand. Nothing less.
Yeah, but the beggars nowadays, you give them 2 rand. They say, what's this here? <It's>
like, maybe he set the trail. So one day he told me, he says, you know what? I'm very sad today. I said, why? What happened? He said, I gave a beggar 10 rand and my wallet fell off my pocket. This beggar picked up my wallet and he went away with it. But there wasn't much inside. But I say the inconvenience it caused me, like driver's license, all my cards were inside. I said, then I thought, they don't appreciate what you give them. He said, and every week he used to collect, but smart dress. He said, this was the only beggar I saw was smart dress. He said, it was always clean. But this is life, because we learn from these incidents. And the last was about now, since November, there was this debenture scheme that we were busy fighting. And Allah shukr, it's come to its finality now. And he always told me that this organization were not paying out, they were not supposed to pay out dividends. They were paying out dividends. And all that money was supposed to go to the masjid. We request the listeners also make special dua. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us success in this struggle. And he always supported me. Said, my brother, I'll always be with you. And in my days when I had a shop in Clipton, he used to borrow me thousands of rands. And never question. We used to cash this unemployment checks. Whenever I used to know the dates, I used to phone him 4 or 5 days. Dawood, I need so much money. With pleasure. And there was never a day that, alhamdulillah, he dropped me. I said, I can't help you this month. He was always there to assist. And this we always appreciate. Like my father always used to tell me, Kweinu Ahsan Nibulwan. Anybody does a favor to you, never ever forget. And you must learn to repay that favor. this is Islam, and be good to that person. And even this morning I went, when I got the message, I went to the house to pay my respects, and his body was laying there. It took a lot of lessons for me. I was contemplating on the road. I said, look how Allah Ta'ala works, and how Allah Ta'ala take work from ordinary people, and they become real, real. Their legacy is so rich that for us that are living to follow that legacy becomes very difficult, because they have sent that high standard of the, and never sold their principles. They always stuck to their principles. May Allah Ta'ala give first me the tawfiq to practice on these great people. And then we went on a for monthly trip to Brits, where we do the monthly program. And at this time, the ladies' program was by late Maulana Yusuf's house. And after that, his son, Mufti Saab, gave us some advice of his father. He said when he passed away in the plane, they came to offer him food and chicken or whatever, and he refused, and he fell off to sleep. So after that, they came, they shook him up. He passed away already. But his body was completely warm. So they brought him to the hospital in Dubai, and his khadim that was with him told the doctor, please check, because I can still feel pulse. So the doctor told him, as far as we checked, he passed away. So when the he was keep on telling the doctor, let's take him to another hospital, let them check. But there was continuous pulse, and his body was still warm, warm, warm. Hmm. So one person told him, no, this is the barakah of zikr, that his body is still making zikr, even after 2 hours, when they declared him deceased, his body was still making zikr. So this shows, even his son was telling us, that from one morsel of food to his mouth, that interim period, he makes the zikr of Allah, till he takes the next morsel. So this was his status, and the amount of people, the foreigners, were crying and telling us we really must. So one brother said, I want to become Bayat, because I was supposed to become Bayat to Baji, but I didn't get the opportunity. Allah took him away. So I said, don't worry, we'll make arrangements for you to become Bayat. And alhamdulillah, we went yesterday, we fulfilled his wish. And after that, they arranged lunch for us to eat. And when we came there, we were having lunch, and one brother came. He said, I'm looking for Abu Bakr Rawat. So I smiled at him. I said, it's me. He said, man, I had your number for months. I'm looking for you. I got the spiritual problem. Can you help? I said, look, it's not my field. It's my friend's field. So alhamdulillah, my friend sorted him out. He had a spiritual problem, the effects of jinn. So alhamdulillah, I gave him some ta'weez and that. And inshallah, within 5 or 6 days, he should be cured. So in the interim, last week, we decided, let's go and visit the drug centers. So we went to a drug center, and we met one brother there. So this lady was explaining to us that the two brothers, they splashed 10 million in 4 years. The father passed away. Each brother got 5 million in inheritance. And in 4 years, they got not a cent. It was drugs, it was cars, it was women, it was hotels and gambling. These 5 things, they finished the 10 million. So listeners, in our society, we got serious, serious problems. And these drug addicts need love. So we made it our duty to go there. We spent one hour with him, spoke to him. So this lady was telling me, I started this drug center. My son was also on drugs. She said, uncle, we lost millions and millions of rands, but we never gave up hope. She said, I converted my whole, she got a mention of a house, to into a drug center. Then she told me, she's a girl here from London by the name of Salma. She needs spiritual help. So we said, no problem, but she was gone out for some work with one of the workers. So we said, inshallah, as soon as we come back, we'll come and attend to them. So then he told me, bring me some reading material so that I can be occupied. So inshallah, today, if we get chance, we'll take him a Fazail Sadaqat and that book of Contentment of Heart. So he said, I can read, and inshallah, And we started him with some zikrs also. But it's a critical, critical problem in society. And today people hide away. Those children that are affected with drugs, they don't want to come forward for help. And it's a major, major problem.
Gee. But I think it's both sides to it, that they should also want change. So the one is the parents who suffer, like we know many parents, how they it's a challenge for them to raise this. And we see that items of the house being stolen, all of this. So for the parents itself, themselves, they're going through a tough time. It's a nightmare because on the one end, they have that love for their children. But a message to those that make the intention that I want to change and I want to give it up once and for all and make it your duty now in life that I want to become Allah's servant and I want to serve Allah Azza wa Jal even though we are weak. And then Allah gives tawfiq.
So alhamdulillah, from the two brothers, the one, alhamdulillah, has started on the road of reformation. So the mother phoned yesterday. She wanted a teacher to come at home every day. And one is still in the rehab. But Allah shukr, we went to speak to him. And he's looking confident. He wants to change. So alhamdulillah, that was a good sign. So, and they need a lot of spiritual help. Because the evils also are really affecting their lives.
And this also, what Haji Sahib is saying, the spirituality. With regards to any child, if you tell them, don't do this, you have to give them an incentive to do something else. So don't listen to music. Replace it with listening to the Quran Sharif. You're doing something, replace it. And you'll see that which we good in, Allah Azza wa Jal will give us the tawfiq to direct it, like a person is strong. We've seen in certain areas, I won't say the name, the places of the names where, but I've seen with my own eyes these men who were gangsters and they changed their lives. Now they've become guards for the Muslimin. They're using their strength, their weapons, everything to protect the Muslimin. So Allah gives you the tawfiq then to use that which you are good in and direct it towards Iman. A person is stingy and he uses that stinginess when he comes fully onto Islam to not spend in sin, in vice. So like this, inshallah. So here an important point is that these people who are affected with drugs or who want to come out of it, it's vitally important you change your company and do not spend time with those who do it because you're just going to go back into it. Rather go into the company of the pious, sit in their majalis, and you'll see, inshallah, the nur of Allah Azza wa Jal entering your hearts.
So these are lessons and they need a lot of du'as. Whenever we make du'a also, let us remember them. Countrywide, there are a lot of these cases. I was speaking to Maulana from the Deer. He was telling me the women are 44%. Compared to the men at 40%. So there are more married women that are on drugs than men. Because they think that drugs are stress reliever, which is not. It only makes it worse. Because you're on that high, then you don't know what you're doing.
Gee.
Like we had two brothers also stabbing each other. So the mother said, well, I was in the line and I didn't realize what was happening. And the next thing, When I came closer, it was my own sons that were stabbing each other. So these things, and really the mothers are really going through a lot of difficulty. Make special, special dua for them. There are so many other problems in society, our Palestinian brothers also. And look at how many people are accepting Islam because what they are seeing, how much difficulties they're going through, the bombarding and that. It was said in Argentina, the masjids were full of white people coming to accept Islam. So Allah Ta'ala works in mysterious way, like 9/11 also, blaming everybody else on the Islam for the reason to attack the Muslim states. Like Maulana from Buffalo was telling us, we were on Safar to Durban. He See, the FBI came to search the madrasa. So after they left, at the door, he asked them, "Please, man, I want one favor only. Whatever you asked me, I gave you, and I explained to you." They said, "What?" He said, "Those two Pakistani passports you found that were fireproof. Please, I'd like to see them. You can come, or even tell me to come, I want to see." But there was nothing like that.
Mm.
Even the black box burnt. And they sent a remote control plane. So these are the things that they do in the name of to defame Islam. Mm.
Yeah.
And we mustn't be gullible to every news that we hear, just blindfolded follow.
Mm.
There's always truth to it. You have to wait and review the matters.
Mm.
And Allah Ta'ala will show you the results of it.
Mm.
Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to practice.
Ameen.
There are 5 minutes left, inshallah. We'll
just this, Haji Sahab was speaking about Mulana Yusuf Bamji.
Yeah.
Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to eat and he used to praise Allah. Then this hadith comes in Riyadus Salihin. Listeners can check it, hadith 436. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Inna Allah la yarda anil abdi ay ya'kul al akla." Allah is pleased with the servant who eats a morsel of food. Fayahmaduhu, and then fayahmaduhu alayha. Then he praises him for that food. Aw yashrab ash-sharba, or he drinks, a drink of water. Fayahmaduhu, and he praises Allah. Fayahmaduhu alayha, he praises him for it. These are all avenues for Allah Azza wa Jal to attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. As we've heard, these are inspirational. And as we hear, we see how apt their lives were in terms of following Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah grant us the tawfiq also.
Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana atmim lana nurana wa ighfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habib بك خير خلق كلهم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين إن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصها إن الله غفور رحيم اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين والله فقف ذا أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والله قعد ذا أمة Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wherever the Ummah are suffering, give them victory, Ya Allah,
Ameen.
Over the Kuffar, Ya Allah, especially Palestine, Afghanistan, wherever they are being oppressed. Make it easy for them, Ya Allah.
Ameen.
And the promise is victory, Ya Allah. Like you send unseen help, Ya Allah, send them in large numbers, Ya Allah. Only with your help and du'as that we make, Ya Allah, you can, there's nothing impossible in your kingdom, Ya Allah. We have full faith and hope, Ya Allah, you're going to accept our du'as through the barakat of durood recited by Allah and the angels, through all the ibadah the angels make, through the blessing of durood, Ya Allah, through your blessing of your 99 names, Ya Allah, accept our du'as. There's a lot to ask, Ya Allah. This friend of mine that have passed away, grant him the highest stages of Jannah, Ya Allah. He was a true servant of yours, Ya Allah. He looked after the poor and the needy, and he gave money towards your masjid, to the lights and water. So many masajids, so many needy people he helped, Ya Allah. Accept all his ibadats, what he made, his sadaqah that he gave, Ya Allah. And let us also follow his noble examples, Ya Allah. It's a lesson for us to learn. And they are great people in our country, Ya Allah, and all over the world that appreciate all your favors upon them and follow every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make it easy for us, accept our du'as. Those that are not married, Ya Allah, grant them pious spouses, Ya Allah, accept our du'as. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima hu ahlu. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil al-azim. Wa Allah, take this radio station from strength to strength and elevate our ustad, Hazrat Mufti Aki Sahib, ya Allah. And accept the khizmat of this radio station for the Ummah, ya Allah. They are connecting the creation to the Creator, ya Allah. You accept it. It's a noble effort, ya Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen.
Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakumullah khairan.
Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To Ajisa.
Assalamu alaikum.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.